starting a new year. Some of us can look back on 2022 and say that was a tough year. Do you know what? 2023 might be a tough year too. But God's still sitting on the throne. Amen. You know, I can stand here and thank the Lord that I got a good report. Don't have to go back to the doctor till the end of this coming year, and just praise God for that, you know. Some of us look back on 2022 and say, man, how did we ever make it through? Well, guess what? We're sitting here today in a brand new year, and I just want to praise Him. I'm so glad they sung that song. I'm just telling you. I was thinking about it. You know, why? When do you stop praising God for answering prayer? When do you stop lifting your hand to God for answering prayer? I thought about it. You know, as they were singing, and I don't know why my mind went to Brother Johnny with that hay bale that day. Brother Johnny hadn't stopped praising God for that, and that's been how many years ago, Brother Johnny? 2016, I mean, and he's still praising God. So, you know, I thought about it, and I wonder how many times, you know, when that leper man would walk by, every time, I believe every time he'd see Jesus, he'd have himself a spell. Amen. I believe every time he'd come in, every time somebody got to talking about Jesus, but Melvin, he would probably have to stop and thank God for answering prayer. I look back today and I see people in this church right now that's had prayers answered this week. Let me ask you a question. Did you praise Him? Did you honor Him? Did you lift your hands? Did you give Him glory? I thought about it as they were saying, we all know the story of those 10 lepers. There were 10 lepers. The Bible says as they left and they were headed toward the temple, all of them were healed, Brother David. But one of them had to stop and say, I got to go back to the one that touched me. I got to go back and thank Him. Every once in a while in your life, Brother Johnny, you ought to just be walking through the yard and somebody drive by with a hay bale on the back of a truck. You ought to just go ahead and have yourself a fit right there in the yard. I'm telling you right now, hey, I look out and I see folks just going through stuff. Hey, 2022 was a tough year. When I see here something about somebody having cancer, and now what I know I've gone through, I just got to stop. Hey, y'all can shout if you want to. You can sit there if you want to. I really don't care. My journey is going to go back to Jesus every time I hear about this. Brother Jackie, how many times has He answered prayer for you? How many times, Miss Betty, has He answered a prayer for you? Melvin, how many times has He showed up for you? David, how many times has He showed up for you? And when they get to singing about having a good family, you ought to just go ahead and have yourself a spell. When they get to thinking about being blessed, you ought to just go ahead and have yourself a spell. Why? Because He's the one. He's the one that did it. I didn't do it. You didn't do it. I'm telling you, had not Jesus showed up in your life, Tony Freeman, you wouldn't be sitting here today. I wanted to come in this morning and preach on selling out. But somebody needs to hear this morning. God's answered your prayers. God's brought you through. You didn't know how you were going to make it through last year, but God's got you here this morning. Yes, it was tough. Yes, it was bad. Yes, it's been a struggle. But guess what? Hey, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, God was there with you every step of the way. Amen. When He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, that's exactly what He meant. January the 1st of 2022, God was right there with us. Some of us had a tough year. I never expected, I'm going to be honest with you, I never expected to have to go through surgery and take out part of a kidney. But guess what? I did. And guess what? I'm still here. And guess what? He's the one that brought me. So when I come into church house, when I come into church and we get to praising God and honoring God, I'm not going to just sit here. I don't care what you think about me. I don't care you think about what I do. I don't care what you think about what I say. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to lift my hands up. I'm going to stand up and honor Him. I didn't come in here tonight to lift up nobody else but Jesus. But one thing I like about this family is they're real. And I'm not going to tell you this to brag on anybody. I'm bragging on Jesus. They were in here last night setting up. They got everything set up, and they were just kind of moving around. And Brother Kenny got to singing something, and I come walking to the back door. And Olivia was back there by the sound booth with her hands up. Nobody else in the building. Not doing it for a show, but doing it because of the one that's worthy. Sometimes I come into this building, Brother David, and ain't nobody else here. I know you've been there. And ain't nobody else here, Brother Robert. And I can feel his presence. I know he's real. And I know he's been there for me. And I know he's been there for you. I look back, I see Megan, and God touched her this week. God had his hand on her this week. God touched her eyes. When the church gets to praying, amen, and I look back and I see other people, God has touched you. You've had prayers answered in this last year. And understand, yes, it's been tough. Yes, we've lost loved ones. Yes, we've lost church members. But guess what? They're in a better place, glory to God. They wouldn't come back now if they could. So there ain't no need us worrying about all that. That's already done. But praise God, I can go to be with them, amen. And when I come into this house, I'm going to pray. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, when I go down to Sefner next week, I'm going to praise him. I don't care where I'm at. I'm going to praise him. If I upset people, that's all right. I don't worry about that. Has he answered prayers for you? Has God been there for you this year? Yeah, it ain't. For some, it's been tough. It's been tough. But somebody ought to stop their journey right now and get back to the one that answered those prayers. When that man looked down at his skin and the leprosy was gone, I believe he just stopped in his tracks, Josh. Now listen, I know God's answered prayers. I understand. I thank God for healing cancer. I thank God for healing heart disease. I thank God for having his hand on us when we lost loved ones, and God being there for us, and God touching sick children and having his hand on those that was anointed and bringing them through that. I thank God for that. But that's not what leprosy represents in the Bible. How many know what leprosy represents? It represents sin. The song they sung and the story in the Bible ain't got nothing to do with God answering your prayers about your sick loved ones. Ain't got nothing to do with God healing cancer. Yes, I thank God for that sacrifice. I've been blessed beyond measure. But when you look down at your skin and the leprosy is gone, that is symbolic of sin, Kevin, being taken away out of your life. Hey, everybody in here has got a reason to worship this morning, because, hey, you are on your way to hell, and now you're on your way to heaven. The leprosy has been removed, and the only one that did it was Jesus. Well, God, it's been a tough year. It's been tough. You don't understand, preacher, what I've lost. Oh, yes, I do. If you can look down at your skin and the leprosy's gone, you ought to worship this morning. Kind of got into the Sunday school a little bit. Y'all know you ain't always been saved. Some of y'all come to church, put on that air like you always been saved, trying to look apart. Quit trying to look the part, because you had leprosy just like everybody else did. Kenny had leprosy just like I had leprosy. And just because he sits on stage just about every day of the week, and just because I stand up behind a pulpit, don't mean that I wasn't lost and on my way to hell. If you're here this morning, you listen to me. If you're here this morning and you're not where you need to be with God, you ain't going to find no better time than right now than to get that leprosy taken away. You ain't going to find no better time than right now that you can stop that journey and get back to Jesus. We got people in this church right now. We got people watching on Facebook that's watching on YouTube right now. You're not where you need to be with God. You know what it means to be saved. You know what? Hey, you got your name on the church roll, but you're not where you need to be with God. Maybe you're letting a little bit of that leprosy creep back in. But I'm telling you right now, if he cleaned me once, he can clean me again. Amen. What do you have to be thankful for? Like I said, I wanted to come in this morning, Brother Robert, and preach on selling out. In a world of selling out, we got it all the time now. All the time. I was talking to a man yesterday. I'm just telling you, he sold out to the world. He sold out to the doctors. He sold out to fear. He said he hadn't been in. He said, I'm still right with God, but I ain't been in church in 2 years. That's selling out. I ain't selling out. I'm staying with Jesus, amen. Because I'm telling you, he's the one that cleansed me from leprosy. He's the one that's answered my prayers. He's the one that's watched over me. He's the one that's been there for me and my family. He's the one that's been there for this church. He's the one that's been there for you. He's the one that's answered your prayers. He's the one that's touched your children. He's the one that's touched your lost family. He's the one that showed up when nobody else could be there. He's the one that paid the bills for you. He's the one that healed your body. Amen. And I'm going to pray. Y'all come back and sing that song one more time.